Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we'll learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. So today we have a longer session about Hathor and the embodiment of our multidimensionality and how Ascended Master Hathor can help us in our soul mission. So it's going to be like really quite soul mission oriented, knowing that the all areas of our lives are contributing to the elevation and the embodiment of our soul mission. So I'm really excited to, you know, to channel and share. Today it's going to be about Hathor, who she was, you know, as not only a goddess, but also as an embodied human who walked the earth a very long time ago, not only as an ascended master, but also as a human being. And here I just want to refer to the Sophia Code, because the Sophia Code is next level, and this is where I received a lot of information about Hathor, and it was channeled by Kayara. And when I read that chapter, it was full on memories that were coming. I was like, oh my God, yes, 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 yes. And thanks to the Sophia Code, it has really helped me to create an intimate relationship with Hathor and so many ascended masters. So I just want to share that if you want to know more, read the Sophia Code and a lot of the information that we use today as a foundation for further expansion come actually from the Sophia Code. So I just wanted to refer that. So Hathor started the lineage that goes all the way to the Magdalene. And this is important because a lot of us, we have been in some past lives or in different alternate realities. We have been part of some of these, it's like a order, like a initiation pathways, mystery school, because it's a very long lineage that spanned all across the earth and that has influenced many different traditions around priestesshood and around also psychic advancement and oracular prediction. And so Hathor created that, and then she transmitted that to the people of her time, and then she trained Isis. When Isis came much later, Isis received training from Hathor as an ascended master. Hathor was on Syrian Star Nation, and then Isis continued, you know, with her mystery school to create more and more of a codex around the use of the body actually as a catalyst that generates a lot of electricity and creates a potent electromagnetic field that allows us to enter ecstasy, but also to channel and trans channel. And so Isis continued sharing that, and then it became, you know, all the way to the lineage that Anna, Mother Mary, and Mary Magdalene were a part of. So they were part of mystery schools, and then they spread that also all around the planet. So I'm going to share more about that later. But generally speaking, it's important to really perceive that there is a very strong connection point between these ascended masters, because some of you or some of us, we feel that we are more connected to Isis, or maybe more connected to the Magdalene, maybe more connected to Hathor, maybe Sekhmet as well, because Sekhmet was part of the Hathor nations. And so we can just understand that there is a broader picture of that, which is around, you know, initiation of understanding the divine feminine and how the divine feminine can allow us to become powerful channel and entrance channel that can bring really epic information to the planet, but also do so many more things with our bodies. So according to what Kayara shared in the Sophia Code, and it is, again, like when I read that, it brings a lot of memories, and then I meditate and I continue receiving more. And sometimes the information is the same, sometimes the information is a little bit different. But generally speaking, the information I find in the Sophia Code is very close to the information I receive. So I really like that, because it's a very good foundation for further expansion and downloads, because it already opens up some memories inside of ourselves. And so as I have more and more co-created with Hathor, I think it's over the last four and a half years now, you know, she shares that she came to planet Earth at a time that was Really like heaven on earth, right? So earth was created and it's like so beautiful and perfect and pure. It was before Lemuria, so even before Lemuria. So of course, none of that can be found in the textbooks. But Adam came in two times that were pre-Lemuria, and then she came with a lot of different advanced souls to experience physicality on planet Earth. And physicality on planet Earth was not as dense as it is now. Physicality was lighter, but physicality allowed so many souls to experience touch, to experience the pleasures of the flesh, literally like eating, drinking, and making love, feeling the sunshine, swimming in the water, and experiencing all of this extraordinary life that planet Earth generates. And so it was, when she came, it was really like a time of peace and a time that was already a golden age where humans were using resources to promote life and to work as communities around the world that were creating beautiful heaven on earth. And so Hathor was born into ancient Egypt way before Isis. It's like thousands of years before Isis times. And so when she was there, she was born in a place that was already super high frequency. And so it was normal for children to receive trainings around psychic abilities, personal development, and the community was really attentive to observing the children and their interests and to be able to orient them in what it is that they would be called to do later. And Hathor was born already very advanced because she was already an ascended master, maybe not fully ascended master yet, but she was pretty much on her path of becoming really enlightened in the Syrian star nation. So she had already done a lot of her own personal evolution in the Syrian star nation. And during recent travel through the quantum, I have found myself going all the way into Sirius a very long time ago, where I met Hathor and we met as children. And I can see myself as a little Syrian a girl, and then she's a Syrian girl as well. And then we meet and we click and we became very close. So this is what's very beautiful to remember, because I can see us growing up and we go to mystery schools and training schools on Sirius. But we also went through the shift that happened, because Syrian star nation was experiencing a lot of darkness as well, and they went through a similar ascension process. So we were born there and we transitioned together. And as I was doing all of these quantum travels, I could see that I was still, a version of me still leading a mystery school on this in the Syrian star nation, which is for psychic advancement. It is for consciousness evolution, for oracular prediction. And I run that school with Hathor, and so I specialize into training people into developing psychic abilities. And Hathor trains people, and she loves teaching about the structure of the body and the use of the body as a conductor of energy. And so it was really fascinating because I could see that my relationship with Hathor is very based in the Syrian star nation, but then I also came on planet Earth when she was there as one of her pupil and as one of the women that would help her, ascend like that. So there's many memories that cross from different timelines with her. And it was really, when Hathor came to planet Earth, it was really for her to be able to reach a level of mastery in physicality. Because as she was here, she trained more and more and more, and then she started going inside of herself with her consciousness. So all of Hathor's teachings, it's about going within and getting to understand our cells, our DNA, our electrons, and the way they vibrate to more and more reach a level of mastery that allows us to make our atoms vibrate together into a similar frequency. And so as each and every single atom vibrates towards the same direction and frequency-wise, this is when we can start experiencing true miracles. So of course, it's like instant manifestation. It's like objects flying. It's you're multiplying food, but it is also biolocation. So being able to take an exact copy of ourselves, and we make the exact copy of ourselves, and that copy can wander the earth on the other side, but we're still here. So Hathor managed to learn how to biolocate, to shapeshift at will between her Syrian body and her human body. And all that happens is through the molecular structures of the body. And so she lived through a very long time. And through her teachings, she allowed ancient Egypt to become one of the main center of the earth at that time. And so from there, her teachings started spreading all across the planet. And as the teachings spread all across the planet, new places started to be birthed as new heaven on earth, such as Lemuria. Lemuria came from, you know, the advancement of consciousness that Hathor and the Hathor Star Nation brought to planet Earth, because she also taught people how to open a portal so we could have Syrians but other star nations easily come, you know, to our planet through specific the use of specific technologies. But also the technology is not enough, it's also the technology is used in alignment in co-creation with the body. So we create resonance using water and using the voice, and then it creates a certain frequency shift in the body. And with this technology, the portal open and it's easy to teleport from one place to another, or to open a portal for spaceship to come, and it's effortless like that. So during Hathor's time, this is to me that, and the Atlantean time, this is where I see the most portals open, the most exchange on an interdimensional level. And so Hathor was really, she was a teacher and she was also a diplomat, because she could travel in many different places to share about, you know, peace and ascension evolution. But she was also, and she's often referenced like the cow, which is a mother, like someone who nourishes, who brings nourishment, someone who creates. And she used her womb as an advanced technology of creation. So this is how she was able to birth new realities. It's because she went into herself and she started learning the different technologies that the physical body of a human has and how to use that to be able to birth new realities. And so it is with the alignment, always the alignment of the coherence field, the sound, the use of voice. So the Hathor trained her people to be very precise with the sound. So every word, every syllable, every sound that we produce actually creates certain realities. And it's not just by saying, for example, I love you or I hate you, but it is also the tonality behind it. This is the nuances behind it. Because we can say, I love you in a mean way, and it's not the same as I love you in a very, like, you know, hush, sexy, authentic way, right? And so Hathor is very much about the voice, like using voice to create reality. But as the voice, we know that the voice, of course, echoes out. But first, it is like really feeling the voice inside the body as it makes the heart vibrate, and also as it activates creation through the womb. So Hathor is often associated with the womb. It's like giving life, creating life. Also the second chakra. And so it is all about that. It is about using our own, it's like introspection. We go inside our body and we feel our body vibrate, and then we use the voice for a specific purpose. And as we use the voice, we feel the vibration within the body, and the cell starts vibrating at a similar rate because of the voice. And then we can start perceiving the womb getting very activated in that creation. And then as it gets activated, the voice can speak that reality out loud because it is so embodied. So it is very much also kind of like manifestation technique in a way, because we all have heard, or, you know, like you need to write down what it is that you want, what you're manifesting, or like speak it out loud and so on. And yes, but Hathor is actually teaching us how to do it properly by really feeling the resonance of the words, the everything that we use, every sound, every word, and how it resonates inside of ourselves. So instead of saying, just, oh yeah, I want $1 million in my bank account, I want a sexy man, I want to travel the world or whatever, you know, it's like it's really truly embodied, and every word that we use is actually making our body vibrate. So when we speak, the level of coherence is as high as it can be. And also it's like we speak it from each and every one of ourselves, from our soul. So it's like completely embodied. The womb vibrate with that. We vibrate with that. And therefore that can echo through the quantum. And because it is so coherent, it is so aligned to who we are and what we came here to be. Therefore, it taps into the field like a penetrative force, and it is much more like an arrow directed rather than all over the place. Well, all the teachings of Hathor, it's really like the foundation of that, is really be able to perceive the emotional charge that makes the cell vibrate and to really construct that using our higher mind or heart desire into a way that a script is going to be like a very embodied. It's like a living frequency. Because Hathor wants us to remember that, you know, to be able to access a new frequency, so a higher frequency of life, a higher frequency that allows our body to be healthier, our mind to be more sharp, where we are connected more to the higher mind, a higher frequency in terms of emotions as well, when we still feel the human emotion, but we are not, you know, swallowed and drawn into all of the emotions. So we become more and more embodied in the fifth dimension of our heart portal. So all of this, everything that we can bring and you know, co-create with the different technologies of the body, it all depends on our frequency. And the frequency, we control our frequency because we control our vibration. So a vibration is, for example, the vibration of joy. And the vibration of joy, we can control it. So at times it's obvious, we're just joyful and happy. Oh, the sun is shining, today's a great day, my bank account is happy, I'm going to see my best friend, I'm going to book my travels over there. Today's such a good day. It's awesome. So joy can come, of course, like that. But then there are all of the other days that are not only bad days, but it can be average days. And we forget to activate joy. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm kind of happy, but we actually don't really feel it. And then there are all of the other days where simply joy is not there because we're having a crappy moment and it's not accessible. But what Hathor says is that there is always the ability to access joys and ecstasy, even in the most human moments that happen through the expansion of the heart portal. Because as the heart portal expands, the heart portal can handle more and more emotion happening together. So for example, we can feel very sad, we can feel heartbroken, we can feel down, but at the same time, we can feel very happy and very joyful and very oriented towards creation. I know because this is how I live right now and how I've lived for many years now. It's like I trained around that when my mom was sick and she passed away. After that, for a long time, Hathor was helping me, you know, shift into higher frequency of my heart portal so I could have a healthy grieving process, having healthy sadness, having healthy anger, but at the same time, use joy and excitement and ecstasy and focus and spiritual discipline into continuing to move forward. So it is really potent because Hathor shares that really for us to be able to activate a higher frequency, it is to be able to access joy, even if it seems challenging. Because the most revolutionary act of all, for all time, will always be to be joyful when everything around us and everyone around us is like, oh, you shouldn't be happy right now because it's a crisis out there with the world, children are dying, people are dying, and all of that. So therefore, you have no right. It's really inappropriate to be joyful. And this war on happy people and on joy has to stop because that is literally what creates density. So Hathor says that it is important for us to activate joy, to activate excitement consciously because it brings power back. It's like nothing that happens out there, nothing that anyone does to me can destroy my joy, my happiness to be alive. I can have moments where it is lower, but still it is present. So I don't go days after days without feeling joyful anymore, because joy and like joy, happiness, excitement, ecstasy—you know, like really like this expanded feeling of the heart, like yeah, you know, I'm alive. It's so good. Because as we experience that more and more and more, no matter what, it's like it's literally that vibration of joy is so high that after some time, and sometime is undefined, okay, sometime can be like a few days, can be a few weeks, can be a few months, we don't know, but we feel it at a certain moment. The frequency of joy, the vibration of joy, like we cultivate it, and all of a sudden it becomes a new frequency. Because to get to a new frequency, we need to vibrate at a similar level over and over and over and over. And with that compounding effect, it unlocks, it becomes a new frequency. New frequency, it's like a new baseline. And as this frequency is more and more embodied, and we continue cultivating that, continue cultivating joy. Like, oh, you want me to be unhappy? Let me find ways to be very happy and excited right now. Ooh, I can do it. And as we do that, that frequency, we continue cultivating this new frequency. And after a while, the frequency is so from the start, the frequency is continuously sharing, you know, that frequency with the world, with the quantum. And so the quantum feedback loop, what happens is that more and more that new set of frequency is going to connect us to a reality of a higher frequency. But for that, we need to maintain vibration. So it locks into a frequency and then maintain the frequency. And over time, we're going to see our reality going like this, because that is law. That is the law of attraction, quantum resonance, whatever we want to call it, right? But we need to maintain this, because to start with, the feedback loop is still the same. So my bank account is still the same. I'm still single. I'm still living there. I'm still have no idea about my mission. It's like this. And so what can happen is that we drop the ball, because it's like, oh, you know, like nothing changes anyway. I've been doing this for quite some time and nothing changes. No, just keep going. It's just a matter of time. And again, we don't know. And we don't know what this reality is made out of. It can be quite different than what we anticipated. You know, it's good. We think that that reality has to be like this, but that reality our soul has decided before, and often it can be way better and way different as well. You know, because we receive what we need, not always what we want, most of the time, not what we want, right? So we are sharing this with you because Hathor says that she would love for you to write on a piece of paper and later on some post-it things like, how can I embody joy today? Or joy, simply the word joy with a question mark, or like a post-it with joy, a post-it with ecstasy. And it's simply like a little reminder around the house when we see that it's like, we can take a deep breath, we can put a smile on our face, and I can feel like, oh yes, like I'm calling in the frequency of joy. And what I do, I use music a lot. So I put some music that I love, and I stand in the room and I shake my body, and I'm like, and I feel my heart, and I feel my heart expand, and it becomes a sun, and I'm like, I'm so happy. And to start with, we might feel like we fake it because we are not in that place. But this is exactly the training. So I really want you to take note here, because the training is to actually realize that we have control over our emotions. I'm not saying to my human, you're not allowed to feel sad and heartbroken. No, I say, you're allowed to feel all of that. But we can also, at the same time, feel joy, feel ecstasy, feel hope, feel grace. Should we give it a try? Yes. Let's put some music on. Let's shake the body. Let's even dance naked in front of, like, you know, the window, or not, maybe not the window, but a mirror or whatever. Like, let's be a bit crazy. Let's be a bit silly. Let's get loose. Let's activate joy for ourselves. Joy simply because for me, it's just joy for me. Joy to be alive, joy to have a body, joy to eat something. And you can dance on music. Write all of these ideas down. You can dance on music. You can, you know, think about silly things that have happened to you, like, oh my God, like I remember when I did that thing that was embarrassing, but also hilarious. So we can use past memories with our loved one or alone, and we can laugh out loud. For me, I also love cooking. And so I go into my kitchen and I put all the food out and like I activate joy consciously because I can also cook as a robot. I can cook as a robot and just processing, oh yeah, this is what I need to do tomorrow. This is what what happened yesterday, or this is what I need to process, or I forgot to send that email and all of the things. But I want you to really be mindful several times around the day on feeling, how am I connected to joy right now? And if you don't feel very connected to joy, just take a moment, smile. Smile, place your hands on your heart, shake a little, feel your heart expand. And it can be as simple as I'm inviting joy in my heart, to be joyful, to be, and having a rant of appreciation, of gratitude can often help. I'm like, oh, I'm so happy that I can have a beautiful view. I'm so happy about my dog. I'm so happy about my daughters. Thank you, God. I'm so grateful for this body, for the sunshine today or the rain today. And that activates also a frequency of joy. And when we feel a moment of joy, it's important, Hathor says, to really feel it, to hone on it. You know, it can be as simple as we're making popcorn and we sit with friends in front of a movie. Take a moment to really breathe, feel your friends or your family members, see the popcorn, smell it, look at the screen and be like, oh, feels so good right now. That is being joy. That is being happy right now. And you hone it and you feel it. And you take a moment to breathe into that and to communicate that to your body. Oh, we are feeling it right now. So it's kind of like the body, the heart, the mind, the womb, recalibrate to feeling that joy more and more frequently. And it becomes more and more familiar. And as it is such a good feeling, your body will want to recreate that. And you can sing in the car, sing as you walk a dog, sing as you go out for, you know, practicing some sport or as you cook. Singing is also great, dancing, music, movement in general. All right. So as Vance says, that is the first step that she wants you to do as part of your spiritual practice, actually. It's like to include touch with joy, feeling it, and amplifying it. And amplifying it is also saying it. Even if you are alone, especially if you are alone, of course, if you are with friends, you can just say, I'm just so happy right now. Life is so freaking good right now. Life is amazing. Oh, I'm so joyful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And you say thank you to yourself, to the universe, to God, to your spirit guide, to life, to Gaia. You say thank you to everyone and everything. Everything that's out there. And so that is going to really help you activate a higher vibrational point. And you're going to start feeling that when you don't feel that vibration, you're going to miss it and you will want to recreate it. And so as you do that more and more and more, the frequency is set and you're going to continue that because I did this practice for so long. For so long, I did this practice and just feeling so much joy and experiencing beautiful quantum leap, you know, and so many things happen in my life. And I move into this beautiful place and I have an awesome partner and so on. And so that frequency was like completely embodied day after day after day. And then I go on my travels and then I experience this heartbreak. And all of a sudden, I didn't necessarily drop in realities, no, but all of a sudden, the frequency of joy is no longer there. And so after a few days, I noticed there was something missing. I was like, oh, this is actually that frequency. I'm experiencing so much heartbreak and so much pain that all of a sudden I feel like that frequency is not there any longer. And Hathor was there, of course, you know, and all the Mary Magdalenes. And they said, this is exactly your training. Your training is happening right now with this breakup and everything. So you can maintain yourself in this frequency no matter what. And that is challenging. That is not easy. How can I vibrate at a level of frequency where I continue being this happy, this joyful, disconnected to myself, even if the human heart is experiencing a whole different lot of experience? But because I had felt it daily on a daily basis for so long, it was so easy for me to pinpoint and to feel when it was no longer there. And this is really the good news. It's that it becomes a new habit to feel joyful, to feel ecstatic, to feel appreciative and grateful, to just see. It's like becoming this happy, positive, optimistic person, you know, because this is becomes our modus operandi. It's our baseline. And when that baseline is there over a long period of time, I can tell you, we just want to live like this because it's so good. And so my training is still to activate or consciously joy, to feel the joy, to put the music on, to feel that. So the heart expands, they can experience dense emotion, but I could also experience high frequency emotion all at once. And that stabilizes us into presence. And because I call in joy, joy is also there to cushion the hurt. Like, it's okay after all, you know, this is like we're doing good. And day after day, it gets better and better because therefore the frequency is still there. We're not dropping the ball. Yeah. That is our spiritual training. It's right there. It's what we choose to cultivate. I want to share more of what Hathor shares around this, the legacy that she has brought on planet Earth. And how does that relates to us? Yeah, she says that as we mentor with her, as we train with her more and more, we are also going to reactivate a lot of our consciousness when it comes to our multidimensionality. And it means that Hathor had the capacity to perceive all the projections of her oversoul at once. And then she collapsed all of her projections, but two, the one on Sirius and the one on Earth. And so she was able to, at will, have her full oversoul consciousness in one body or in another body to weave through the quantum field of her electrons, to weave in a way that the body could shape shift in one or in another. So she would be able to basically be herself on Sirius, her full self on Sirius, and her full self here. And she says that she's really here to help us be able to navigate through our own quantum field, to co-create with certain versions of ourselves that are very close to us and that are doing work that is highly beneficial for us and also for us, for them. So, for example, the version of me in the Sirian Star Nation is awesome. And I actually want to co-create a lot more with her because she runs a psychic advancement school, a evolution of consciousness school, which is very much what I'm doing here on Earth at a small level right now. But it means that as I learn to co-create with my multidimensionality, I can channel from that version of myself more precisely, more specifically, because I have been able to reawaken my consciousness into feeling what she feels, the channeling her and downloading her and everything like that. My desire is not to shape shift in my Sirian body. Thank you very much. I think it's a little bit too ambitious right there, but I can channel from, you know, my quantum consciousness what she needs to share with me for my mission on planet Earth. Hathor also help us to release certain density point or connection point with aspect of our multidimensional network that are not in alignment with who we want to be now. And so she dismantles connection points that are going to prevent us from living what it is that we wanted to live here. So she's a very good ascended master to co-create with parallel lives and alternate realities because she masters that through electrons. What she keeps showing me, it's like it makes sense in a way, but at the same time, it's crazy. It's like, you know, we have in an atom, we have the nucleus, right? The nucleus here, and then the electron pops around like this. It travels very fast, but it seemingly it pops randomly in random directions. But what Hathor was saying is that with the use of sound and her voice, basically we can learn to activate so every electron is gonna pop at the same place at the same time in the trillions of cells we have. The sound is gonna go like, okay, so electron pops here, zing, and this is when we activate shape shifting. This is when we activate biolocation and things like that, because when all of the electrons are directed through the same vibration for the same purpose, that is conscious, like the consciousness is okay, now vibrating for teleportation to that place. It goes ding, like, it happens like that. So this is more of the advanced training, and this can be done for so many things, because she says, for example, if we have, let's say, some physical problem like a bad knee, or we have some some like toxicity or whatever, if we have to focus a lot on that part and co-create with all of the electrons and allow them with the use of sound frequency to vibrate at a specific level of health, that is instant miraculous healing. This is literally what happens, and that happens through sound frequency, light frequency, and consciousness, the direction. So this is why also Hathor recommends a lot of meditation and mindfulness practice, because where the mind goes, the energy goes. So if the mind can go into something very specific and we know how to align the energy to that, it is when we create realities and when we heal our bodies and manifest so very quickly. You can see it's like internal and external. So it's very much like quantum teachings that she shares. Quite exciting. Wonderful. The last thing that Hathor is really about, and that's quite important for us here, is community. She trained a lot on herself in kind of isolation for a long time to be able to understand her own body as a technology, right? But it is all for the purpose to share that and teach that to communities and to elevate others. So there is a lot of leadership codes there, but it is also a leadership that comes as something that I so strongly resonate with, and I know you guys also resonate with, is like we are all gods and goddesses, all fractals of God. We all have a body. We all have like a similar technology. So it is not just me, just Hathor that can activate that. It's like everyone. And so she shared her teachings passionately for hundreds of years across the world. And so many people were able to ascend and reach enlightenment thanks to her teachings, because she saw that all of us are literally sovereign fractal of God, and we all have that access, right? And so this is the ultimate teachings on sovereignty as well. And she had so many people join her schools when the time for Hathor came to ascend. Like she had done, you know, what she needed to do on planet Earth, she ascended in a Syrian star nation, and thousands of Hathor, you know, like Hathor's pupils, you know, students ascended with her because they were enlightened already. And so they have become the Hathor star nation. So this field of consciousness, it's like people who ascended and decided to become one consciousness together. And these are the Hathor star nation. And I often mention them as they use voices and sound frequency to help us. It's like angelic nation of the Hathor star nation, and so they can come to support us through the field into activating more of ourselves, activating more of our vibration or frequency or voice or manifestation power. So if you're ever interested to co-create with them, you can just call them. Okay, you call them and you can feel them singing around you. It's like it's an awesome feeling. We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.